请姐妹好，
主要主门主要讲这是
请打开哥罗西书，我们会继续查看这个书，我们继续查看这个系列。
And please open your Bibles to the book of Colossians as we continue our studies in the series on the book of Colossians.
我想概括一下这个书信。
And I want to very quickly go through this letter.
概括一下这个书的保罗写这个书的原因是他要纠正这些信徒。
And the purpose for Paul writing this letter is that he is trying to correct the believers.
因为他们在危险当中，他们正在偏离耶稣。
Because they are actually in danger of departing from Jesus.
所以保罗写这封信给他。
Therefore, Paul wrote this letter for them.
他在这个信前面呢，他表达自己的爱，对他们的爱。
And at the start of the letter, Paul expressed his love for them.
他是通过问候和感谢神来表达他的爱。
And he expresses his love for them through his greeting and his thanksgiving to God.
那他感谢他们的恩，他们被神救了。另换一个句子，就是说他感谢他们是在神的家庭里面，他们是在他自己的保罗的家庭里面。
He gives thanks for their salvation, or in other words, he is thankful that the Colossians belong to the same spiritual family as Paul himself.
这是非常重要的，因为如果我们不感谢别人的话，特别我们亲戚朋友靠近我们的人的时候啊，如果我们不感谢的话，我们很容易他们当作理所当然的。
This is very important because if we do not give thanks for the people around us, then very easily we will take them for granted.
当我们把他们当作理所当然之后，我们不会好好的珍惜他们。
And when we take people for granted, then we will not treasure them.
神最近也就提醒我们这个真理。
And recently God reminded me of this truth.
我老婆和我女儿离开我两个星期之后，我真正知道我有时候没有真正的去爱惜他们。
And because my wife and my daughter were separated from me for 2 weeks, and that made me realize that I have not loved them or treasured them as I should.
我感谢神，他们回来了，我要好好的去珍惜他们，感谢他们在我的家庭。
And I am thankful to God that they are back. So from now onwards, I will love them and treasure them in my family.
感谢神会帮我们避免这个罪，避免帮别人当作理所当然。
And we thank God that He prevents us from committing this sin of treating others as taking others for granted.
我们今天看保罗又通过祷告来表达他对他们的爱。
And today we will see that Paul actually expresses his love for them through prayer.
他不住的去爱他们，去为他们祷告。
He prays for them unceasingly.
祷告也是教会带领人的最重要责任之一。
And prayer is one of the most important responsibilities of the church leaders.
我们也可以像保罗这样子，通过祷告代表我们的爱，对别人的爱。
And we can learn from Paul to express our love for others through our prayers.
有很多东西我们可以为别人祷告的，比如说他们的健康，他们的困难等等的。
There are many things that we can pray on behalf of others, for example, their health or the difficulties that they face.
但是保罗是为他们最重要的东西祷告的。
But Paul was praying for the most important thing to them.
他是为了他们的灵魂，他们属灵的生活祷告。
He prayed for their souls or their spiritual lives.
这是最重要，因为如果一个人的灵魂强壮的话，他的属灵生活很强的话，他可以经受任何暴风，任何灾难。
And this is crucial because if a person's spiritual life is very strong,then he can withstand any form of suffering.
记得耶稣说，如果你的房子是盖在磐石上， 风雨什么灾难都不会使你的房子倒的。
Remember, Jesus said that if you build your house on a rock, then the waves and the wind and the rains will come, but your house will stand firm.
所以我们祷告的时候，我们可以为别人祷告很多东西，但是千万不要忽略了为他们的属灵生活祷告。
So we can pray for others over many matters, but let us not neglect praying for their spiritual life.
我们今天读的课文是，七到十节，我们一起读。
And we shall read from verses 7 to 10 today. Let's read it together.
因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事善结果之渐渐地知多知道神。
Verse 9. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
今天的标题呢，就是不要做一个摇头娃娃。
And the title for today's sermon is Don't be a bobblehead.
那保罗首先让他们知道他们还没有足够的圣经知识。
Firstly, Paul wants to let them know that their scriptural knowledge is insufficient.
他们需要更去追求圣经知识。
They need to pursue more biblical knowledge.
虽然他们已经信了差不多十年了，他们还需要去追求知识，因为他们满心还没有知道神的旨意。
Even though they have believed for almost a decade, but they still do not know God's will very well.
这是一种温柔客气的方法来纠正他们的。
And this is a very gentle and a courteous way of correcting them.
保罗说，他没有一开始就说你们有问题，他说你们要成长。
Paul did not start by saying, oh, you have a problem, but Paul says you need to grow.
他是在预备他们的心来接受他以后的纠正。
He is preparing their hearts to receive his further corrections.
他是在敲他们的门，请他们不要把门关上。
He is knocking on their door and asking them not to shut the doors.
我们知道有很多人每天都在我们的门敲，因为他们要卖东西，对吗？
And we know that many people come knocking on our doors because they have something to sell.
那一般我看到这些人的时候，我就说我不需要，谢谢，就关上我的门。
And very often I will just tell them I do not need what you are selling, thank you, and I will close the door.
保罗是在敲他们的门，让他们知道你需要这些东西，你需要继续读圣经。
Paul is knocking on the doors and telling them that they need to know these things, they need to read their Bibles.
不要关上你的门，不要关上你的头脑，一直要听，一直要读，学习圣经。
Do not shut the door, do not shut your minds. You have to continue reading and learning from the Bible.
哥罗西信徒，他们一定要承认这个事实，不然的话，他们会讨厌以下的教导的。
And the Colossians need to acknowledge this fact, otherwise they will despise the correction that is to come.
我们也要这样子，我们必须要一个正确的心态，正确的态度去学追求神的知识。
And we too ought to have the right attitude as we pursue the knowledge of God.
如果你没有这个态度的话，你到教堂你就不会想听到，因为你以为你自己是完美的，没有什么可学的。
And without such an attitude, you would come to church and refusing to listen to the sermon because you think you are perfect and there's nothing further to learn.
你会去想别的东西，今天晚上吃什么什么什么什么的。
And you will start thinking of other things like what to have for dinner, etc.
你必须要跟 你必须要一个这个心态，要知道神的话是给我们生命的，我们要去追求，要去把握这些真理。
And you need to have the right attitude that the word of God imparts life to us. Therefore, we ought to pursue all these truths.
没有人是完美的，最好的学者，他们世界上最好的学者也不能完全理解圣经的真理。
No one is perfect. Even the best scholars in the world do not understand the truths in the Bible perfectly.
更不要说我们自己。
And not to mention ourselves.
只有一个傻乎乎的人了，他才以为他们什么都知道，不用再学什么新的东西了。
Only a foolish man will think that he knows everything and needs not learn further.
他们会觉得这些傻乎人会觉得圣经是无聊的，不用再听了，不要再特别读了。
Only foolish people will think that the Bible is boring and there's no need to listen.
他会关上门，然后恨以下的教导。
And they will shut the door and they will hate the corrections.
但是一个有智慧的人，他是会努力去追求神的道。
But a wise person will work hard in pursuing God's word.
箴言十八章说，聪明人的心得智思，智慧的人的求智思。
Proverbs 18:15 tells us an intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge.
如果你不读圣经，只读别的东西，报纸、别的书，你已经把你的门关上了。
If you do not read the Bible, you only read other things like newspapers or other novels or books, then you have already shut the door.
保罗在这一段，在这一节是叫你把你的门打开。
And Paul in this verse is telling you to open up your door.
当你把门打开的时候，让神的话进来的时候，那你怎么了解神的话呢？
And when you open up the door to let God's word come in, how then do you understand it?
九节告诉我们，我们要用属灵的智慧和无信来了解神的真理。
And verse 9 tells us that we are to understand God's word or his truth in spiritual wisdom and understanding.
在圣经经常这个在这个介词你看在一切属灵上，在这个介词经常有这个代表手段方法的意思。
And in the Bible, when it says that with the word with, it actually refers to tactics or even methods to do that.
Yeah, in.
The word in, I'm sorry, refers to tactics and
implies.
Implies.
意味着 means.手段方法。
And so it implies on the tactics and also the methods in understanding.
比如说在约翰福音十七章他说求你用真理使他们成圣。其实这个原文英语也是这样子翻译的。求你在真理上使他们成圣。
And John 17:17 tells us when Jesus prayed,Sanctify them in the truth.
Yeah, 这个 in the truth implies by the truth.
Oh, in the truth implies by the truth.
我们应该要在真理里面活着，也是靠真理来成圣。
We are to live in the truth, and we are to be sanctified by the truth.
所以在哥罗西九节也是这么意思。他说我们是在属灵智慧和悟性上了解神的话。
And so it is the same in Colossians 1:9 that we are to understand God's word and his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
那这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这个意思是说当你看神的读神的话的时候，你一定要用神的角度，他的世界观，他的看法来了解圣经的。
In other words, when you read the Bible, you have to approach it from God's perspective and His worldview in order to understand what it means.
如果你用世俗的方法来看圣经的话，圣经是 非常愚蠢的，对你来说非常愚蠢的。
If you use a secular worldview in order to look at scripture, it would appear to be foolish to you.
比如说世界上说我们都是好人，每个宗教都是让你做一个好人，都是可以去天堂的。
For example, the world says that all men are good and all religions teach you how to do good and all religions lead to heaven.
当你读圣经说，你一定要通过耶稣才可以去天堂的，你耶稣一定要为你死的，他会觉得这是荒唐的，这是愚蠢的。
But when you read the Bible, it says that you can only go to heaven through Jesus Christ, and only by the death of Jesus Christ for you will you be able to go to heaven, and the world thinks that that's foolish.
我相信我们一般这里人不会有这么粗的想法，但是我们每个人啊，都有带一些世俗的看法来看圣经的。
I trust that none of us here has such crude thinking, but yet all of us would bring a little bit of secular worldview into our reading of scripture.
比如说这个是很小，但是有时候我们都看不出来。
And this might be minor and escape our own notice.
好像我们读圣经的时候，我们跟神说，我不要受苦，我要舒服。如果你让我受苦的话，我不会高兴的。
And for example, some might say, I do not want to suffer, God. I want to live a comfortable life, and I will not be happy if I suffer.
当神叫你去受苦的话，你就关上你的门了。
And when God actually calls you to suffer, then you will close the door.
或者你有这种想法，我有我自己的梦想，我要实现这个梦想，神你不要挡住我，你要帮我实现这个梦想。
Or some might think that, or tell God that I have my dreams. God, please do not stand in the way, but rather help me to fulfill my dreams.
当然，你看神叫你去完成大使命的时候，你就关上门了。
But when God commands you to fulfill the Great Commission, and you shut the door.
或者有些人说神。你的责任是帮我解决一切的问题，我不管你叫我做什么，我只要你帮我解决问题就好了。
And some might tell God, God, it is your responsibility to help me solve all my problems. I do not care what you say, but you have to solve my problems.
当你读到圣经的时候，神说你要成圣，你就关上门了。
And when you read the Bible and God says you must be sanctified and you respond by shutting the door.
所以我们如果用这些属肉的思想，这些智慧来看圣经的话，你永远不会读到什么东西的。
So if you use a fleshly viewpoint to come to scripture, you will not be able to grasp its truth.
我们一定要有一个谦卑的态度来去学他的真理。
We must have a humble spirit or humble attitude in learning God's truth.
当你看到一个你不喜欢的原则的时候，你要问自己，为什么不喜欢？
When you see a principle that you dislike, you must ask yourself, why do you dislike this principle?
这是不是在攻击我的偶像？
Does this challenge my idol?
是不是攻击我的心愿，我的罪？
Does it challenge my will, my dreams, or my sin?
我们要知道，我们读圣经的目的不是要改变神，乃是要改变我们自己。
You must know that when we read scripture, we are not trying to change God, but we are trying to change ourselves.
所以我们必须要用属灵的智慧和悟性来了解神的话，他的旨意。
Therefore, we must use spiritual wisdom and understanding to know God's will.
那这悟性是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by understanding?
悟性就是你有这个能力来不只是了解一个事实，而且去分析这个事实。
To have understanding does not just mean you know the truth, but you must be able to divide the truth.
你要把那类似的真理把它综合一起。
You must be able to put together all the similar truths.
把类似的真理把它放在 各个不同的类别。
And you must be able to classify each truth into its category.
比如说我们星期五晚上祷告会的时候，我们在学耶稣的三上宝训。
For example, in the Friday prayer meeting, we are studying Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
那我们学了耶稣说爱你的仇敌。
And we have learned that Jesus said, "You shall love your enemies."
那他以后会也会说，不要把圣物给狗，珍珠给猪。
But later on, he would say, "Do not cast your holy things to the dogs and the pearls to swine."
那这两个是怎么回事呢
？So how do these two things come together?
我们要分析，要总和。
So we need to be able to analyze and assimilate.
在神学系统书啊，他们的意图啊，就是把所有的真理啊，把它放在一个类似的类别。
And in different volumes of systematic theology, the purpose is to try to categorize all these truths.
比如我们有很多论的啊，末世论的，教会论的。
And there are a lot of studies like eschatology and even the study of the church, ecclesiology.
要真正了解一个真理，你要有系统性的。
And in order to understand a truth, you must be systematic.
那智慧是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by wisdom?
智慧的意思就是说你有能力应用神的知识。
Wisdom means that you have the ability to use the truths.
神说你要说话要有智慧。
God says you, in your speech, you must exercise wisdom.
那什么是智慧？
What is wisdom?
每个情况都不一样，要用每个回应都不一样的。
Every situation is different and demands a different response.
所以我们要靠智慧来运用神的知识。
Therefore, we need wisdom to apply God's truth.
我们得到这，我们要通过两个东西才可以得到属灵的智慧和悟性。
And through what do we acquire spiritual wisdom and understanding?
第一是我们要不停的改善我们的世界观。
Firstly, we need to constantly moderate or change our worldview.
就是通过不断的读圣经。
And this is by reading scripture unceasingly.
那第二，我们要靠圣灵来打开我们的心，改变我们更了解神的话。
Secondly, we need to depend on the Holy Spirit to open our hearts in order to understand God's word more.
所以祷告，当你在学习神的话的时候，祷告是非常重要的。
Therefore, as you are learning from God's word, prayer is crucial.
然后你要记住，不只是神在敲你的门，全世界每天都在敲你的门。
You must remember that not only is God knocking on your door, the whole world is knocking on your door every day.
你要懂得向谁开门，向谁关门。
And you need to know who you should open the door to and whom you should shut the door.
一个傻乎乎的人随便开门，那每个人进来的。
A foolish man will open his door anyhow and let in all kinds of people.
不应该这样子随便开门的。
And we should not be opening our doors to anybody.
那么要知道，我们圣经叫我们得到知识，不是为了什么呢？是为了什么
？And why does the Bible ask us to attain knowledge for what?
只是得到一些信息吗
？Is it just to get some messages?
不是的，是我们。要我们成长的。
Of course not. This is to cause us to grow.
要我们成圣的。
And it is for us to be sanctified.
你看十节说，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他的喜悦，在一切善事上结果子。
Verse 10 says, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work.
如果我们没有这种果子的话，没有生出这些果子的话，你不会蒙神喜悦的。
If we are not bearing fruit, then we are not pleasing to God.
你读的方式目标不对的。
the goal of your reading and the method of your reading is wrong.
那圣经常常叫我们不只要听道，要行道。
The Bible tells us all the time that we are not just to be hearers of the word, but we are to be doers.
那提摩太说什么呢？他说，但命令的总归就是爱，是爱，这个爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心。无伪的信心生出来的。
1 Timothy 1:5 tells us that the aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
啊，这就是哥罗西信徒的问题。他们只是获得信息，不是为了成圣。
And this is the problem of the Colossian Christians because they were just getting a message, but they were not sanctified.
所以他们在偏离耶稣。
So they are actually deviating from Jesus Christ.
所以保罗啊，他用了三章、四章教他们怎么结果子。
So Paul goes through in chapters 3 and 4 teaching them how to bear fruit.
今天的教会也是一模一样的，也有这个问题。
Today's church is facing the same problem.
我们很多人呢、只是想获得信息，不想成圣。
Many of us just want to get a message, but we are not willing to be sanctified.
这是人性。
And this is the problem of humans.
你知道在美国啊，63%的信徒，他们说他们读圣经，但是生命属灵生命完全都没有改变。
In America, 63% of proclaiming Christians.Says that they read the Bible, but they have no change in their lives.
我不知道，新加坡的情况是什么，但是我相信是一样的，人性是一样的。
I do not know the situation in Singapore, but I believe that if the human nature is the same, then it will generally be of the same problem.
我叫这些信徒摇头娃娃。
And I call these Christians bobblehead Christians.
因为他们的头脑很大。
Because they have a big head.
知道很多，但是他们的心、他们的脚、他们的手都很小。
They have lots of head knowledge, but their heart is small, their hands are small, their legs are tiny.
他们的身体不成比例 ，unproportional.
And their bodies are not proportional.
他们爱读那个神学，爱读圣经，但是他们属灵生活。没有什么大的改变。
They love theology and they love reading the Bible, but yet their spiritual lives experience no change.
他们的心还是非常小。
And their hearts are small.
他们对神的敬畏没有什么很大的敬畏。
And they have no great fear or reverence for God.
他们对别的信徒和不信的人也没有什么爱。
And they have very little love for believers or unbelievers.
他们的脚和手也很小。
And they have tiny feet and arms.
他们只喜欢不喜欢去服侍，只喜欢去炫耀自己的知识。
And they do not like to serve. They only like to boast about their own knowledge.
Show off 他们的知识或者批评别人。
And they only like to show off their own knowledge or criticize others.
你知道我们可以懂得很多圣经知识，但是还是在属灵上面还是软弱的，还是不成熟，是傻乎乎的。
Do you know that you can have lots of Bible knowledge, but yet in your spiritual life you are immature and you are foolish?
如果你读圣经的目的是为了知识的话，你就会成为一个摇头娃娃。
If the purpose of your reading the scriptures is for knowledge only, you will become a bobblehead Christian.
这些人呢，不只是在教会，在神学院也有非常特别多的。
And you do not just find such people in the churches, you will find such people also in seminaries.
我在神学院的时候看见很多。
And when I was in seminary, I come across many such men.
我承认我以前在神学院的时候也是一个摇头娃娃。
And I admit that when I was in seminary, I was too a bobblehead Christian.
我感谢神指正了我的罪，改变了我。
And I'm thankful to God that He pointed out my sin and He changed me.
那么我要问，一个摇头娃娃，它是怎么样子的？
So what is a bobblehead doll like?
我们怎么看得出来它呢？
How do we distinguish a bobblehead Christian?
这个病有很多症状。
There are many symptoms or signs of this illness.
但是我只能描述一些。
But I will just give you a few.
第一,
Firstly,
他们爱辩论, 他们很喜欢跟别人辩论, 证明他是对的或只是出名的。
Firstly, they love debating with others, trying to prove that they are right or they are smarter.
他们很喜欢炫耀自己的知识, 特别喜欢用希腊语说话。
And they love to boast about their own knowledge and especially going to the Greek.
而且他们喜欢跟别人辩论一些言辞,
and they like to debate over certain terms or certain words.
这在神学院是特别普通的。
And especially we find all this very common in the seminaries.
我们知道提摩太六章四节叫我们怎么做呢？不要 为一些字辩论的，因为这个只会产生嫉妒、纷争和其他的恶罪。
And 2 Timothy 6:4 tells us not to debate over words because this will only create division and sin.
这种知识呢，只能使人家自高自大。
This kind of knowledge puffs up.
就像哥林多的教会一样。It's
just like the knowledge that the Corinthian church had.
最糟糕的就是，别人都看得出来他是一个摇头娃娃，但是自己看不出来。And
the worst is everyone around him knows that he's a bobblehead Christian, but yet he himself is unaware.
那第二个症状是什么呢？
What is the second symptom?
这些人呢，喜欢研究圣经，喜欢特别研究一些细节的神学理论。
And this kind of people love to study the scriptures or the Bible for details or fine details of some kind of theology.
他们得到了一些细节的神学理论，他们更专心地追求更多的细节神学。
And as they acquire more knowledge on the fine details of theology, they will pursue it even harder.
这是他们的目标,
because that is their goal.
但是他们的属灵生活非常小，非常软弱。
But they are weak in their spiritual life and they do little.
没有什么敬向神敬畏。
There's little reverence for God.
没有为别的信徒服侍。
They do not serve other Christians.
也不管实行。 大使命，完全大使命。
And neither are they concerned about obeying and fulfilling the Great Commission.
比如说有些人特别喜欢了解一些细节的知识关于教会背题。
And for example, some Christians might be especially concerned about the rapture of the church and its details.
教会是哪时候被提的？是灾难之前、灾难中间，还是灾难之后呢？
Will the church be raptured before the tribulation, during the tribulation, or after the tribulation?
他们很喜欢研究这些东西。
And they love to study on all these things.
但是他们都没有委身于一个教会。
And yet they are not even committed to the local church.
他们属灵上很软弱，有很多的罪。
And there's lots of sin in their lives and they are weak spiritually.
生活是乱七八糟的。
And their lives are in a mess.
我不是说我们不能研究这些东西。
I'm not saying that we should not study or we cannot study all these things.
我的意思是说，如果你属灵，你的身体还是很小，属灵生活很软弱的话，你要更专心的去。 去提高你的属灵生活。
What I'm saying is that if your spiritual life, your body is very small, then you should pay attention to improving in your spiritual life.
不要去专心的去了解更多的细节东西。
Do not pay attention to all the little details.
这个对你没有意义的，利益的。
It is not beneficial for you.
你会成为更大的摇头娃娃的。
You will just become a bigger bobblehead Christian.
我跟你说，如果 一个人他专心去提高提升自己的属灵的生活的时候，他们回去再去研究这些细节的神学论的时候，他们会更了解神学的。
And let me tell you, if the person were to focus on his own spiritual life and improving his spiritual life, then when he returns to all these theological details, he would understand them even more.
因为你有更好属灵的智慧来了解神的话。
Because you have spiritual wisdom to understand God's word.
那你看九节到十节就给我们一个正确的过程来去结果子，怎么去蒙神的喜悦。
And verse 9 and 10 gives us the proper or the correct process in pleasing God.
你看第九节说你要怎么呢，你要满心知道神的旨意，你要去追求知识。
Verse 9 says that you must be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
那十节说你要结果子。
Verse 10 says you are to bear fruit.
然后在十节后面他是怎么说呢，你要渐渐地更多知道神。
And the second half of verse 10 says increasing in the knowledge of God.
你看这就是一个这个适当的真正的正确的这个周期。
And this is the proper process of how to do it.
你要不能只追求知识。
You cannot pursue knowledge only.
要追求结果子。
You must pursue the bearing of fruit.
不然的话你不会进步的。
Otherwise there is no improvement.
你一直会变成不比例。
And you will grow your body, your whole person will be improportionate.
那第三的症状是什么呢？
What is the third symptom?
就是你喜欢你来教堂的时候你非常专心批评讲道，不是在专心的实行讲道的真理。
And that is when you come to church, you are focused on criticizing the sermon rather than focused on carrying out or obeying the sermon.
你是专心的看他说了什么错，然后你就专心的去批评，但是你没有专心的去查自己的生活怎么我在我的生活什么方面需要神的话来改变我的生活。
And your focus becomes what did the preacher say wrong rather than how I should change my life.
你好像一个电影那个评论家。
And you become like a movie critic.
只在旁边观看批评辩论。
And you watch a movie from the side and you critique the movie and you debate about it.
但是对教会的事工没有什么兴趣的。
But you are uninterested in the work or ministry of the church.
不要误解我，我不是说你听到的时候你不能查你的圣经，当你听到那个讲员说错的话，你不是说不能跟他提出你有用的意见。
Please do not get me wrong. I'm not telling you that you should not study your scripture to see whether the preacher is correct or not. I'm not saying that you cannot give suggestions to him.
每个讲员都会欣赏有用的意见。
Every preacher would treasure constructive feedback.
我的意思是说，我是在说你的态度。
I'm referring to your attitude.
你是来教堂是想学成长和侍奉，还是你来这里想观看批评还有辩论？
Are you here in church because you want to learn, because you want to grow, and because you want to serve, or are you here because you want to debate and you want to criticize?
我听过很多几百多的讲道，有些很多的不好的，但是我都可以找到一些好的真理来提醒我，实行我实行在我的身上，让我的属灵生活提高。
I have listened to hundreds of sermons and not all of them good, but even amongst the not so good sermons I can still find some spiritual truth that is applicable to my life.
这些的罪 我知道因为我自己做过
And all these sins that I have brought up, I know because I was once guilty of them.
需要一个罪人才能知道另外一个罪人的
It takes one sinner to understand another.
那我们这个现象是非常普遍的 这个洋娃娃现象
And this bobblehead phenomenon is common.
那我们要问为什么有这么普通的现象呢
And we want to ask why is there such a common phenomenon?
原因在哪里?
Where is the root?
我只想说一些基本上的原因呢
I will just give you some basic causes.
第一,我认为很多 摇头娃娃是因为大家一般都是懒惰的
And the first reason why there are so many bobbleheads is that most people are lazy
我们学习知识比针对我们的罪更容易,对吗?
It is easier to acquire knowledge than to deal with your own sin, right?
很容易读圣经,但是如果你想 开刀动手术,心脏手术的话是非常难的
And it is easy to read the Bible, but to do a heart, open heart surgery is difficult
心脏手术要用很多时间,而且是非常苦的,非常疼的
To perform an open heart surgery requires lots of time and it's painful
但是你要问自己,值得吗?
But you must ask yourself, is it worth it?
我希望你知道是值得,因为这是关于你的生命的
I hope you realize that it is worth it because this concerns your life
你知道你是在跟罪打仗的
You must understand that you are struggling with sin
如果你不杀死你的罪,罪会杀死你的
If you do not annihilate sin, sin will annihilate you
这不是开玩笑的
This is no joking matter
这是你的生命的
It is your life that's at stake
这不是在玩游戏的
And this is not a game
我们看在罗马书8章呢 他说你们若顺从肉体活着必要死 若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行必要活着
Romans 8:13 tells us if you live according to the flesh you will die but if by the spirit you put to death the deeds of the body you will live
这个跟加拉太书相似的 他说不要自欺 神是轻慢不得的 人种的是什么,收的也是什么 随着情欲善种的必从情欲收败坏 顺着圣灵善种的必从圣灵收永生
Galatians 6:8 gives us a similar teaching Do not be deceived, God is not mocked For whatever one sows, that will he also reap For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life
这个死亡的,那个永生的,这里啊,指的不是永生的审判
And the corruption here and the eternal life here is not referring to the eternal punishment
这是指的是一个人生活的数字
It's referring to the quality of a person's life
经常在圣经里面死亡是代表的败坏从罪里面得到的后果不好的后果
And very often when it talks about death or corruption is referring to sin and the effect of sin
他就在说如果你不杀死你的罪你的罪会杀死你的
It means that if you do not kill your sin will in turn kill you
作为牧师我最伤心的就是看到
And as a pastor, the most sad thing for me to see is that people are wounded by sin.
他们身上装满了那个罪的疤痕呢。
And their body is full of scars that's inflicted by sin.
有的人脚手被罪砍掉了。
Some people, they are mimed by the sin.
这是非常伤心的,
and this is very sad.
是非常严重的,
and it's actually very serious.
你知道新加坡是那么发达,因为什么呢? 人家努力干活,还有谨慎的。
Do you know why Singapore is so prosperous? That's because people work hard and they are careful.
如果你专心努力打死你的罪，谨慎，你的生活也会提高的，也会有充满的喜乐。
And if you are focused and if you pay attention and you are diligent in killing your sin, then you will live happily.
你不会被神管教的。
And you will not be disciplined by God.
你会接受他的福气。
And you will receive His blessing.
跟信心的保证。
And this is the guarantee of your faith.
还有一个无愧的良心呢。
And your conscience will be guilt free.
你的关系和别人的关系，你跟别人的关系都是非常好的，没有什么问题的。
And your relationships with others are good and not problem filled.
你可以经受任何的暴风，任何的灾难。
And you can withstand all kinds of storms and suffering in your life.
我们简单的说，如果你尊荣神的话，神也会尊荣你的。
To put it simply, if you honor God, God will honor you.
如果你不尊荣神，神也不会尊荣你的。
If you do not honor God, neither will God honor you.
如果你懒惰，你不要认为神会祝福你的。
If you are lazy, do not think that God will bless you.
你的生活会充满失败，心疼头疼的。
And your life will be full of failures and heartaches and headaches.
那第二个原因，为什么人家会成为摇头娃娃呢？
And the second reason why people become bobblehead Christians?
是因为他们不了解成圣的过程呢。
Because they do not understand the process of sanctification.
他们以为他们睡觉起来就会变成一个新的人。
They think that by sleeping and waking up, they are all of a sudden a new creation.
他会自然的去敬畏神，去爱别人，实行他的道。
And they will naturally love God and love people and obey God's word.
这是错的，这不是自然有的。
This is wrong because it doesn't come naturally.
我们要尽心尽力的去做。
We must do this with our whole heart and our whole mind.
去致死罪。
To put to death sin.
如果耶稣是这么说的，如果你的手、你的眼睛使你犯罪，你要砍你的手，挖你的眼睛出来的。
Jesus said that if your hand or your eye cause you to sin, you are to chop off your hand and gouge out your eye.
他不是说字面的话，那你真正的去砍了。
Of course, he do not mean that literally that you must take a knife and chop off your hand.
罪是从心里出来的，不是手 和眼睛出来的。
Because sin comes from the heart and not from your hand or your eye.
他的意思说你要尽心尽力的去致死你的罪。
What he is saying is that you must use all your heart and all your mind to kill sin.
我认为那个出埃及记啊，这个给我们一个非常好的图片，描写了我们的救恩和我们成圣的过程的图片。
And the book of Exodus gives us a very good picture of our annihilating sin and our sanctification.
你看他们被神救的时候，他们得到救恩的时候，他们什么都没有做，神没有叫他们去跟那些埃及人打仗的。
And when they were saved from Egypt, they actually did nothing. God did not command them to go to war with Egypt.
神为他们做了所有的东西。
God did everything for them.
但他们去应许之地的时候，就是代表天堂。这个路程呢，就是代表我们成圣的路程。
And when they were going to the promised land is analogous to heaven, and the way that they took to the promised land is the way of sanctification.
那在这个路程啊，神命令他们要杀死他们的敌人。
And during this journey, God commanded them to wipe out their enemies.
靠神的恩典杀死他们的敌人。
To depend on God's grace to wipe out their enemies.
如果他们不努力去做杀死的话，他们会被杀的。
If they do not diligently wipe out their enemies will wipe them out.
我们也是一样，如果我们不杀死我们的罪， 罪会致死你的。
And it is the same with us. If we do not put to death sin, then sin will kill us.
第三个原因啊，人会变成摇头娃娃是这个的。
And the third reason why people become bobblehead Christians.
人家忘记他的新的身份。
They forget their new identity.
他不知道他现在对啊罪已经死了，但是在耶稣里面是活着。
They forget that they are already dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ.
罗马书这样子说的，这样你们向罪已当看自己是死的，向神在耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Romans 6:11 tells us, so you also must consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
就好像 我以前呢，我跟那个罪打仗的时候，我有这种思想呢。
Just like when I was once struggling with sin myself, I had such a thought.
以前呢，我好像在那个改变很大，我都认不出来我自己是谁的。
And I had such a great change that I could not recognize myself.
我以为我是在欺骗自己。
I thought I was deceiving myself.
我被这些经文是在欺骗自己。
I thought that by memorizing all this scripture, I was deceiving myself.
对自己不真实。
And I was not being true to myself.
但是我那个 realize, 我那个发现，我是基督徒，我是在基督里面的。
Then I realized that I'm a Christian and I'm in Christ.
我不是在黑暗里面的。
I'm not in darkness.
我应该是要在正义里面的。
I must be in righteousness.
如果我不向罪打仗的话，我是在欺骗我自己。
If I do not declare war on sin, then I am deceiving myself.
我是对自己不诚实的。
Then I'm not being honest or truthful to myself.
所以我们要知道，这个是非常简单的。但是，有时候你要帮人家的时候，成长的时候，有时候就说一些很简单的事。哎，你现在是在基督里面的，不是在罪里面的。
And sometimes it's very simple. When you are encouraging others, you just need to remind the person that you are now in Christ and not in sin.
最后原因，人们是会成为摇头娃娃。是因为他们以为自己不能改变的。
And one of the last reason why people become bobbleheads is that they think they cannot change.
他们灰心，他们觉得自己是没有用的，没有救的。
They are discouraged and they think that they are useless and beyond hope.
所以他们投降。
So they give up.
就随便去生活的。
And they live their lives in a haphazard manner.
在我做那个圣灵辅导的时候，这个现象是非常普遍的。
As I counsel some people, I find this phenomenon to be common.
所以在神学院的时候，我的老师教我，如果人家向你问问题的时候，他灰心的时候，你第一是要给他盼望。
So in seminary, my teachers taught me that in counseling, when people ask questions and when they show themselves to be discouraged.The first thing to do is to show them there is hope.
这个盼望不是假的盼望，不是世界上随便乱出来的理想的那个什么 不真的像盼望的。
And this kind of hope is not a worldly hope that is false or just idealistic.
这个盼望是建在神的名誉，它的本质上，它的那个应许上的。
This hope is established on God's name and upon His promise.
那他对我们跟罪打仗有什么应许呢？
And in our war with sin, what promise did God give us?
他对我们说，他一定会帮我们胜过罪的。
God tells us that He will help us to overcome sin.
一定会帮你致死你的罪。
He will help us to put to death sin.
哥林多前书十章就这么说，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路。 叫你们能忍受得住。
First Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to men. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it.
当你觉得自己不能改变自己的时候，你会去相信你的感觉，还是神的应许？
When you feel that you cannot be changed,Would you trust your own feelings or trust God for His promises?
哪一个更可靠？
Which one is more trustworthy?
当你灰心的时候，你要把你的盼望放在神的应许里面。
When you are discouraged, your hope must be established on God's promises.
你要等候他祷告，一直努力去致死你的罪。
You must wait upon God and pray and be diligent in putting sin to death.
我想只那么我们如果是一个摇头娃娃的摇头娃娃，我们怎么去我们怎么停止做一个摇头娃娃，怎么做一个蒙神喜悦的人？
If you had been a bobblehead, then how do you stop being a bobblehead and how do you live in a God-pleasing manner?
第一，我们读圣经的时候，我们的目的一定是要为了威严神的，不是为了得到知识，是为了荣耀他。
Firstly, when you are reading scripture or the Bible, your attitude or purpose must be for the glorification of God and not for the acquiring of knowledge.
是为了结果子。
It's for bearing fruit.
那第二呢？你要挑一些你身上一两个最大的罪。跟他们打仗的挑战的。
Secondly, you should pick one or two areas or one or two sins that are the greatest in your life and wage war with them.
不要太多的罪，因为你会被压倒的。
And of course, do not deal with too many sins at once because you will be overwhelmed.
如果你不知道你有什么最大的罪的话，我劝你去问一个属灵的信徒。而且他会很了解你的信徒。
If you do not know what is the greatest sin in your life, maybe you should consult a more spiritual Christian, someone who knows you well.
然后第三，你要默想神的话。
Thirdly, you must meditate upon God's word.
把你的头脑充满神的话，真理。
Fill your mind with God's word and His truth.
不要只是默想一两天几个星期的。
And do not just meditate for a few days or a few weeks.
要默想几个月，有时候要几年的。
You must meditate for months and years.
有时候一辈子的。
And sometimes for your whole lifetime.
而且你要记得，罪的欺骗。
And you must understand the deception of sin.
而且你要脱下罪恶，穿上正义。
You must put away sin and put on righteousness.
哥罗西三章和以弗所书四章都有提出这个脱下穿上的过程。
And in Colossians 3 and the book of Ephesians talks about the process of putting off and putting on.
你不能只是默想，还要去行道。
You cannot just meditate, but you must also act upon it.
记得那个以弗所书那个第四章，他说，如果你偷东西，你要停止偷东西，还要努力做工，还要为一些有需求的人给他帮助他们的。
For example, remember that in the book of Ephesians, it talks about those who steal should steal no more, and they should work hard, and they should also help those who are in need.
那第四，就当然我们要靠祷告神的力量。来胜过我们的罪恶。
And fourthly, we must depend on prayer and God's strength to overcome sin.
我鼓励大家，你要跪下来祷告。
And I will encourage you to kneel down in prayer.
在圣经里面，信徒不只是跪下，他们是俯伏跪下的。
In the Bible, Christians or believers do not just kneel down; they actually prostrate themselves on the ground.
是表达。你的谦卑，神的伟大。
It's an expression of your humility and God's greatness.
如果你尊荣神，神会尊荣你的。
If you honor God, God will honor you.
那我们把我们这个讲道概括一下。
So let's summarize or conclude this message.
我们看到，我们必须要一个这个态度，要知道我们需要更多的圣经知识。
We need to know that we have a need for more biblical knowledge.
要靠神的世界观来了解神的话。
And we must understand God's word through God's perspective and His worldview.
而且我们追求知识不是为了信息，乃是为了成圣，结果之。
And we pursue knowledge not just so that we can have it for its own sake, but we want to bear fruit.
我们的目的，我们的终点线是为了蒙神的喜悦。
And the goal is to please God.
你跑到这个终点时候，你要用两只脚。
And you need to reach your goal with both feet.
一只脚是知识，另外一只脚是果子。
One foot represents knowledge, the other foot represents fruit.
如果你只用一个脚的话，你是一个摇头娃娃。
If you are just running with one feet, you are just a bobblehead.
不要做一个摇头娃娃。
Do not be a bobblehead.
那我们祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的天父，我们崇拜你，我们侍奉你，因为你是值得我们尽力爱去爱你。主，让我们更恨我们的罪，更去追求你的喜悦，致死我们的罪。请给我们这个教会力量来致死我们的罪，因为我们不要让罪把我们打受伤，致死我们。求主给我们力量，奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。